He's a gloomy man, your uncle, Eldwulf told me as we journeyed south. Miserable as shit he is. Even his new son won't cheer him up.
He has a son.
Aelfric the Younger, he's called, and he's a bonny wee thing, healthy as you like. Guthr's sick, though. She won't last long. And you, Lord, you look well.
I am well.
You'd be 12 now.
13.
A man, then. Is that your woman?
He nodded at Breeder.
My friend.
No meat on her, Eldwulf said. So better as a friend.
The smith was a big man, almost 40 years old, with hands, forearms and face black scarred from countless small burns from his forge. He walked beside my horse, his pace apparently effortless despite his advanced years.
So, tell me about these Danes, he said, casting a dubious look at Ragnar's warriors.
They're led by Earl Ragnar, I said, who is the man who killed my brother. He's a good man.
He's the one who killed your brother? Eldwulf seemed shocked.
Destiny is everything, I said, which might have been true, but also avoided having to make a longer answer.
You like him?
He's like a father to me. You'll like him.
He's still a Dane, though, isn't he, Lord? They might worship the right gods, Eldwulf said grudgingly, but I'd still like to see them gone.
Why?
Why?
Eldwulf seemed shocked that I had asked.
Because this isn't their land, Lord, that's why. I want to walk without being afraid. I don't want to touch my forelock to a man just because he has a sword. There's one law for them and another for us.
There's no law for them, I said.
If a Dane kills a Northumbrian,
Eldwulf said indignantly,
what can a man do? There's no Wergild, no Reeve to see, no Lord to seek justice.
That was true. Wergild was the blood price of a man's life, and every person had a Wergild. A man's was more than a woman's, unless she was a great woman, and a warrior's was greater than a farmer's. But the price was always there, and a murderer could escape being put to death if the family of the murdered man would accept the Wergild. The Reeve was the man who enforced the law, reporting to his eldermen, but that whole careful system of justice had vanished since the Danes had come. There was no law now except what the Danes said it was, and that was what they wanted it to be, and I knew that I revelled in that chaos. But then I was privileged. I was Ragnar's man, and Ragnar protected me. But without Ragnar, I would be no better than an outlaw or a slave.
Your uncle doesn't protest, Eldwulf went on, but Beorca did. You remember him, a red-eared priest with a shriveled hand and crossed eyes.
I met him last year, I said.
You did? Where?
He was with Alfred of Wessex.
Wessex? Eldwulf said, surprised. Long way to go. But he was a good man, Beorca, despite being a priest. He ran off because he couldn't stand the Danes. Your uncle was furious, said Beorca deserved to be killed.
Doubtless, I thought, because Beorca had taken the parchments that proved me to be the rightful elderman. My uncle wanted me killed too, I said, and I never thanked you for attacking Wayland.